Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. Guys, I have a very important lesson for today and I really cannot stress what was the impact in BSB of this lesson. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. In short, it's just upgrade your customer. Very simple, that's it, bye-bye. No, I'm joking. Upgrade your client. I find it fascinating how many companies are complaining to me that they have bad clients that are not happy serving them and everything. And it's very simple. And I'm like, well, why don't you upgrade your clients? And there were, I had a particular meeting with a guy and he was like, how do you mean? I was like, upgrade. Like, you've done business for more than 10 years. Can you look at your portfolio? See which type of the companies you really enjoyed working with, which of the type of the companies you actually made the most significant results, and which type of companies were able to pay you the most. And is there any company that fits all these three categories? And they were like, yeah, mobile operators, we really loved working with them. And I was like, well, why don't you work exclusively with mobile operators? And he was a bit confused. And I was like, you know what? If you're not happy with your current type of clients, upgrade. Like, I no longer work with this, and this. And to be honest, when we did that for BSB, it was a life-changing moment. I can vividly remember when we at BSB were serving everyone. And by everyone, I was like, anyone that can pay us 1,000 euros or 2,000 euros or whatever, we were happy to serve. Guess what? We attracted so many different clients. Some had services, some had physical products, some had a $5 service, someone had a 50,000 euro service. We were not happy. First, we couldn't standardize because there were so different type of companies that we couldn't even find a pattern. Anyhow, when I was in Sri Lanka, when I got back, I said, you know what? We have to niche out. It took me 2 weeks to do our research because we already had a portfolio of 200 clients, and during that research we've realized who we want to serve, who has the money to afford us, and where do we deliver the best results. Guess what? It was the high ticket service providers. And it's funny, I mean, as a business owner we work and it's much harder to leave money on the table, but that was the segment where we were making the most money and we were most successful. And then I had the justification. I even learned why. Let's start. We were serving everybody. So companies that had cheap services, like, I don't know, subscription model of $10, $12, $50. It's a transactional sell. So they had multiple sales channels available. They could do Facebook ads, Google ads, SEO, outreach, and they could do everything. So when we were compared against the other channels, we were more expensive because outreach is an expensive activity. There are so many things that needs to be done, a database to be built, emails to be find, sequence to be written. So they were not finding the same results as they should. On the other hand, we were also working with physical products, still transactional, but it was worse because there is a limitation on the capacity. And then it's a logistic nightmare. If you sell somewhere and it has customs, it has shipping, it has everything. And then there were the high ticket services. High ticket service means that it's more than 5,000, 10,000 euros service. And when it comes to more expensive services, you don't really have a lot of sales alternative. I mean, I wish you could just set up a Facebook ad for 10,000 euros so people will click it and swipe their credit card. I really wish. But whenever you need to pay more than 5K, it's a relationship-based sale. Even for a website, even if you want to do a website, which will be, I don't know, 5 to 10,000 euros, you're not just gonna put a job ad and hire a random guy. You want to meet them, you want to make sure that they are the right fit, because it's not just the money. It's a website, it can be dragged for 3 to 6 months, and at the end, if it's not good, it's not just that you've lost the money, you've lost the time. And that's more painful for me now, time rather than money. So, in the high ticket services, the only way how you can sell is by relationship building. And that's what we did. So I said, well, you know what? That's the type of clients that we can actually serve. So on our upgraded tier clients, the most painful part that we said, you know what? BSB from a management consulting company migrates to a B2B appointment setting company for high ticket service providers. There are two levels here, double upgrade we did. First one is that I immediately canceled all other services. As a management consulting company, we were offering multiple stuff, you know, men for hire. If you have the money, we can help you. So we were doing business plans. We were doing market research. We were doing product sourcing. We were doing so many other projects that I cannot even name them. But the moment I said, you know what, but as a generalist, it's much harder for us to advertise. Because what is BSB? We're a management consulting company. Okay, so what do you do? Well, we do a lot, a product sourcing, a lead generation, an email, a marketing, a business planning, research, competition analysis, industry analysis, so that's a lot. First stage of upgrade was when we said, you know what, we are now B2B appointment setting agency. That's what we are. And the value here was not just for the clients, because then we became a specialist. From generalist, we moved to specialist, but also for our team. Marketing now could start writing blogs like, okay, appointment setting. Well, you can write blog about how to do it, the lead, the prospecting part, the nurturing part, anything. And when we were generalists, well, you need one blog for business plan, then another for market research, then another for lead generation. So having the focus helped us position ourselves as an expert in the field. We were no longer a general doctor, but we were a brain surgeon. And in our world, that was B2B appointment setting. And it really helped us because we said, you know what, this is the type of client that we want to attract. We want to work exclusively in that field. So we kind of kicked off all the others. And by doing that, how that affected us was that before, as we were doing business plan, market research, majority of our clients were entrepreneurs. And as an entrepreneur, I mean, the budget is always a constraint. They're just starting. They don't have the money. On the other hand, they change focus. Some of them were not serious about their business plan or business idea. You understand me. When we moved to B2B appointment setting, well, we changed our target as well. We were no longer chasing entrepreneurs because we were after the SMEs. And you know what's interesting with the SMEs? Well, they are already established. They have revenue streams. They make money. They have an accountant. They have service fulfillment. So they have just one problem, how to scale it, how to grow, and they have the budget to do it. And by focusing on them exclusively, life became much easier. Then a few thousand euros, it's nothing for an SME, and it could mean the world for an entrepreneur. So that was the layer one of our specialization and upgrading of our clients. Layer two was that, okay, but even in the SMEs, now that we're specialized into B2B appointment setting, we said still there are different type of companies. We want to work exclusively with high ticket service providers. And by that we said, well, we work with consultants. And by consultants, I mean consultants, trainers, coaches, mentors, that part of the world, because they have expensive fees. Like we worked with a lot of consultants that had masterclass that were 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 euros consultancies. Or we had consultants that charge, I don't know, 1,000 euro per hour. Actually, they no longer price per hour. We had a joke, like when I asked one of the consultants, like, what's your hourly rate? He was like, how do you mean? I no longer work for an hourly rate. They asked me for 1 day training. I asked for £10,000. They said yes. And I went and I delivered the training. So I have no idea what's my hourly rate because I no longer do hours. That was a funny side joke. But in my head was that those is our target audience because they charge expensive service and they're usually one-man show, few-man shows, like they need help to delegate someone to someone the whole outreach process so they can delegate to us. The second target audience was marketing agencies because what I've learned really good is that we're complementary to marketing. As marketing specializes SEO, ads, I don't know what, designs, content and stuff, we do the outreach. So marketing agencies usually have annual contracts. So if you sign up with a marketing agency on a 5,000 euros per month, on an annual basis, that's 60,000 euros. That's a really worthy deal. It's a high ticket. And on top of that, we even started reaching out to marketing agencies because we said, well, we can partner with them. They can offer the inbound for them, but they can also offer the outbound, actually offer our services to their client. And the third target audience that we put was the tech world. I mean, software development companies. If you find a project that's for 3 developers for 6 months, that can easily be a 100,000 euro deal. So for them, the process of outreach, finding a potential client is really worth a lot, especially the ones that we are currently having in the AI, in the digital creative agencies, in the blockchain development. I mean, those are really tech, like Internet of Things, AI, machine learning companies. For them, a lead is worth more than 100k, because they're gonna do for years, and then they're gonna do the maintenance. So just focusing on those companies helped us because we were no longer generalist. We were specialized B2B appointment setting that is focused on high ticket service providers. And second, our internal focus was much better because from marketing perspective, we can talk to our target audience. And even third part was that our employees started get to know this target audience better. So when now we have a new marketing agency, we're so easy, like, okay, so you are a marketing agency in digital ads, and okay, are you targeting the e-commerce or what? Well, you know what? We've already done 7 different campaigns for different digital marketing agencies, so we know the field. It's much easier even for the employees to deliver the service when it comes in one of these 3 target audiences. So, okay, this became a bit longer podcast than I was expecting, but I had a really strong point that I want to urge you. When is the right time to upgrade your client? If you ask me, the best time is yesterday. You should have already upgraded your client to the type of clients that you want to work with. But the second best time is now. Now, if you're a software development company, look at your target audience and define it. Do they need to have any funding? Maybe you can say we're targeting startups that have already received seed funding, because they have the money, they can afford us, there's no back and forth on the budget. Well, guess what? Start focusing exclusively on them. If you are a company that offers, I don't know, consulting services, narrow it down your target audience, you will know exactly who you work with. If you're a marketing agency, you can say, well, a minimum criteria for our clients from now on is that they must have a website, they must have a digital service already, and they must have already a database of subscribers, or database of clients. Because if they already have an existing database of clients, you can focus your marketing activities on first better understanding their clients, and then how to better serve them. But the sooner, the better. Because the moment we did that, the moment we upgraded our clients, we were able to focus, get clarity, and guess what? Charge much more. Because a specialist always charges more than a generalist. That's my insight for today, guys. I really hope that if you're a business owner, you're just gonna say, you know what? I'm in this business for too long. Let me look into my history, what kind of clients I really enjoy working with, and focus on them. And if you're in sales, still, I mean, choose your target, see which were the lowest hanging fruit, and focus on them exclusively. In my consultancies now, I'm gonna work with one company from the UK, and the whole focus of the consultancies is focus. Focus. They were doing so many different services for different clients, and my only goal is to identify what is the key client for them, build solutions around that type of clients, and then start offering them. Okay, that's all I had for today, guys. I'm still driving toward the village, so do have a great day, and I really hope you find this useful. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bsbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.